We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Daled Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Daled Amud Beis. Even though we learned in the first Mishnah that all basar is also to be on the same table to Gvina, even basaif, the truth is Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that's the next Mishnah starts off with Ha'oif Oyla Ima Gvina Ala Shulchan Ve'ina Nechal. Different Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says there's no Isser to be Maila Oif together with Gvina on the same table. Could be holds that oif is only osur midrabanan. That's pasuk pshat. He holds oif is only osur midrabanan. It's the pasuk of a chalav, and therefore there's no gzera to bring it on the same table. But in nechal can be eaten together. The Rebbe Shammai, we still remember oil of loy nechal. No, like our Mishnah says before, he now put even bas oif on the same table as the gvina. Om Rabbi Yosi zu this machlek is beshamay ubesilol is bekule beshamay mechum beshilol. It's from the Kula B'Shamai, he says that it's mutter to put on the same table, and the Chumra B'Yisalom, Zog the Mishnah Vayit. You have to know what Rabbi Yosi is adding on exactly. It's obvious, which tomorrow we'll talk about. The Mishnah says further, Be'ezah Shulchan Amru, which Shulchan we're talking about, but Shulchan She'oichalav, Dafka Shulchan eating on. Aber Shulchan She'shoidilav, is a Tafshul, Noises Ebetzazev, Ein Echashish. You're allowed to put it one side by side, as no Isser. That means, if you eat on the same table, milchus and fleishiks, that's also. Therefore, you only let it eat if you put a hecker, you put a placemat on the one of them. But on the counter, if it's on the counter, you have sitting there on the counter a piece of cheese and a piece of meat, there's no isser for that. And the reason is, Rashi explains, is that by the shulchan, since you're picking up this and picking up that, so therefore you might put it on top of each other. Masha'inkein, on the counter, it's lav dafka that you're touching both of it. When you pair this food, you pair this food, you pair this food, you pair this food. You're not eating right now. And therefore, you're not touching it as much. And therefore, there's no gzera, not much of gzera. They can put one on top of another one. So, to Gemara. The Mishnah starts off with the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And this is Rabbi Yosi says, this is a Makula Beis Shammai. So, to Gemara, Rabbi Yosi had a Tanakama. What Rabbi Yosi add on exactly? The Tanakama also said that Beis Shammai is Makel. So, to Gemara, maybe you'll say achilah gufik, but now there's an afkamil halacha. The common Tanakama b'halacha mifagiv achilah pligi. The Tanakama says the whole machlokes is gabi halacha, but they all agree edin nechal. And maybe if only Rabbi Yosi achilah gufa mekul b'sham mekul b'sil. Maybe he was coming to say that it's mutter to eat it together. Maybe it's mutter to eat it together. Maybe that's what he's saying, that b'sham holds ad kekach even let eat it together. But it's not true. V'atanya. Rabbi Yosi himself says, Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Shisha Dvar Mekulei Beis Shammai Mechum Beis Hillel. There are six things that are the Kulei Beis Shammai Mechum Beis Hillel. Rashi speaks out. It doesn't mean there's only six things in the whole Shas that are Kulei of Beis Shammai. You know, usually Beis Shammai is Mi Machmer. It's definitely a novel idea that he's being Mekel. But Rashi says it's more than six. Yesha Acheres Harbe. Al Ba'elu Shisha Lehoyu Moedim Lechaveirov. Shiyu Beis Shammai Kim Beis Hillel Mechmerim. Therefore he said, the six things that I hold I'm a Kula Beis Shammai, even though you don't agree to me. This is one of the Kulas. But if you go look at that Braisa, or it's a Mishnah, it might be a Mishnah, Vatanan, Somagari's Vatanan, that's a Mishnah, Mesech's Idias. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a Shishitvar, I'm a Kula Beis Shammai, Chor Beis Hillel, Avzu Achas Mehem, Oif, Oila Megvin Ala Shulchem, Einachal, the very Shammai. Rabbi Yosi himself says clearly that Beis Shammai says that the Oif is Oila Megvin Ala Shulchem, but Vain Einachal. So you see, he holds exactly like Tanakama. So it's back shver. What does he mean to say? Zuma kula beis shammai mechum beis hillel. It's not listing here the kulim. Well, what's in the game? What's he saying? Elok mashulon man Tanakama Rabbi Yosi. The one who wrote the Mishnah, like Rashi speaks out, forgot to mention that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. This Mishnah that says that our oif oile magvina is machloikis beis shammai beis hillel. It's Rabbi Yosi, and it's a mitzvah to say the member of Hashem Oimra. So therefore, he didn't say it by the beginning, he put it in at the end by saying this memra. Because whoever says something b'shem, the one who said it, brings a gula l'olam. Shneimer says in the pasuk, v'atoyma Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai. It says that Esther told Melech b'shem Mordechai about Bigsam v'Seresh, and because of that, that is why the whole Yeshua really happened with that, where that they made Haman schlep Mordechai around town, and that was the beginning of the downfall of Haman. So all came from Esther, who said to the Melech B'Shem Oimroi that there was a plan to kill him. So the Gemara Vaita Tono Agro Chamua de Rabbi Abba, the Shver of Rabbi Abba, his name is Agro. Yeah, he said he brought over a Brisa. What does the Brisa say? Oif ugvina necholim ba'pikayim. That's the words of the Brisa. Oif and gvina can be eaten behefker, can be eaten chilled out. What does that mean? Who tanila, who amala? He explained it means like this. It's mutter to eat oifen gvina beloy netilas sidayim between them, ubeloy knuah kapeh, and without washing out the mouth. Knuah kapeh means to eat something in between. We'll see. There's something called hadach. Also, washing your mouth out. So you're allowed to eat between oifen gvina. You're allowed to have no netilas sidayim and no knuah kapeh. So it's mashma from the stomach both ways. Both ways is mutter by oif, because oif is only the rabbanon, therefore it's mutter. And it would be mashma by basar is not. Basar is also. And Tosfos speaks out a chesed like this, that don't tell me it means that the diak is that basar is also, it means if you eat basar first and then gvino, because pashad it's also, because you have to wait 6 hours, it could be, you have to wait a long time. So it must be saying that by basar, even from gvino until basar, you have to do kenuach and adachah until sedayim. That would be the diak into basar. So that was what he said, that oif can be eaten by pekarim. Rabbi Yitzchak b'reid Rabbi Sharshia, I want to say a story about this idea. Rabbi Yitzchak b'reid Rabbi Sharshia, ikla lebe Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yitzchak went to Rav Ashi's house. Aisi lei gvino. They brought him gvino, ochal, he ate it. Aisi lei bistra, they brought him basar afterwards, not oif, real basar, basar behema. Ochal, he ate, well, he moshe yodeh. He didn't wash his hands. Amalei, it could be he did kenuach, but they didn't wash his hands. Without doing anything in between. But so here, why didn't you do until he died? Now remember, here the case was, it was Gvina first. But still, the Gemara assumes that from Agra, it's master both ways, that by Oif both ways are Mutter, and by Basar both ways are also. So the shaila is that l'chayra, you see from this diak of this brayso, so that basar gvina is also. So what are you doing? Why are you not washing hands? Amalu hani mili belayla. That's dafka at night. We can't see your hands. I mean, mama, because you know by day you can see your hands, and therefore it's not a problem. So it come out from here. The way we explained the Gemara was like the Tosfos first pshat. So it come out from here like this, that between oif and gvina, you wouldn't have to wait, that all comes out. What we're saying is, now you don't have to wait, you don't even have to do kenuach v'adacha, it sounds like. If someone eats chicken and then cheese, there's no problem. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. That's what comes out. L'maisa, the Rosh already brings down that no'agu kol oilam, that they do wait. It says, v'no'agu ha'oilam shol lechol gevina acha basar v'afilu acha oif v'inglesh shanes ha'minik. The minik is that we wait after oif, just like after basar. That's how we come out, even though it's only midrabanan. Still, we're minig is to treat oif and like basar, and not like this Gemara that says nechal ba'pi kair. Now, there is one pshat in this Gemara that learns that even basar, so it would sound like for this Gemara that basar with kenuach v'hadacha, maybe then it would be mutter. That's what it does sound like. It says oif gvino, you can't go out until it's daim kenuach, but basar needs kenuach v'hadacha. So we spoke at it. It must be talking about a case where you ate the gvina first, not the basa. But there is a tzad to learn. Even if you eat the basa first, the Rebbe Tam has shabshag. If you look at Tosfos, the Rebbe Maschal Oif, the fourth line Tosfos, Rebbe Tam Mefarash, Chen Halachas goes, the ochal basa, also lechal gvina. Hainu, that's the afka, but loy netil of a kinuach. Av men netil of a kinuach, shari, the ilatu. Ochal gvina, mut lechal basa, af loy netil of a kinuach. If you gvina, they mut lechal basa, even after two, that's what he wants to learn. Adding more later on, there's a Rebbe Tam like that, who declares that it's mutter to eat even without waiting a while if you do kenuach v'adacha. We'll get back to that maybe a little later on. Huh?
Where does this waiting period come from?
From the next Gemara, Daf Kuf Hayam Aleph. So the Gemara, Tanya, that's what Ikka Gemara is awaiting, and we'll see. But it's just Rebbe Tam Shita, Rebbe Tam Bavarns that Gemara. It says, Uma ukva de ochal ad suda achriti, hainu beloy netil of a kenuach, without netil of a kenuach. Inami machmar al atzmahaya. So Rebbe Tam Shita is that technically it's mutter to eat right after the basar is mutter to eat the gvina, even with kenuach and hadacha and atila. And maybe you have to bench as well. We'll see that twice later. Oh, maybe you have to bench well, but it doesn't sound like we have to wait, according to Rebbe Tam. This is really the basis of a shita of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It says 1 hour is enough. It's based on this Rebbe Tam. So the Gemara Tanya, Beishami Oimrim Mekaneach. Beishami says, now let's go back to the din of Kenuach Vahadacha. So we'll speak out soon what Rashi says, what we're talking about here. But now, what does it mean, Kenuach? What does it mean kenuach? And what does it mean hadocha? What do you have to do in between the two? What does it mean? Tanya, beishami yirmi mekaneach. Mekaneach means you have to eat something in between. Ubeisilami mediach. You wash your mouth out. May mekaneach and may mediach. What's kaneach mean? What does mediach mean? What do you have to do? Zok tomorrow on top on with aleph. Ilim beishami yirmi mekaneach. Ulibay mediach. Does beishami mean to say is that you have to eat something in between, but you don't have to wash your mouth out? All you need is washing and not eating something in between. So the problem with that is, Elohodom Rab Zera says, how do you do kenuach? Ein kenuach pe elopa. Says it has to be bread in between. So Lachaira, Basil holds you don't need kenuach at all. All you need is adacha. So keman ke beshamai, the whole Rab Zera is like beshamai. That's shvarat to say. Now here Rashi gives us an inkling that what we're talking about here. Look at the fourth line from the top of Rashi. Rashi says, ein kenuach pe. So Rashi says that Rashi is not a holy Gavain Tam. Rashi holds like the first shot we said that pops out in the Gemara, that Avada after Basa you have to wait. So this sugya of Kinuach of Beisham Yisrael is talking about a case after Gavina. After Gavina, after cheese, you want to eat Basar, you have to wash your mouth out. So what do you have to do? So right now the Gemara thinks, Beisham says you have to eat something in between. Yisrael says Hadacha. And the kasha is, that Rab Zeru said the kenuach is on the pass is going according to Beis Shammai. So tomorrow, no. El Beis Shammai Yomrim Mekaneach V'loy B'Madiach. Beis Shammai is a kula. He says it's enough Mekaneach V'loy B'Madiach. Or Beis Shammai Yomrim Af Madiach. And Beis Shammai says you also need, besides for eating something in between, and like Rab Zeru said, it has to be a pass, you also have to wash your mouth out. Afraid to come up, if that's the case, Havle Mekule Beis Shammai U'Mechumi Beis Shammai. But Lisnayan, let it be listed. Gavikula Beishamai Chum Beisol. Why isn't it listed over there? L'chayra, it should come out to Kula of Beishamai. Zok to Gemara. Elo, I guess like Rashi before. There's other ones that are missing. But the point is that these are things that are contentious. It's not so simple. It should be listed over there. Elo Beishamai. The Marsha is like this. Elo Beishamai Oimrim Mekaneach Huadil Madiach. Beishamai says you have to do Kinuach and Huadil Madiach. One said one thing and one said the other thing, and they're not arguing. They're not arguing at all. They all hold you need kenuach vahadacha. You use different language. So everyone agrees in kenuach vahadacha. And the way Rashi learns a sugya means after gavina, before you eat basar behema, you have to have kenuach vahadacha and a tilas yadayim if it's by night. If it's by day, you can see your hands, then you will not need a tilas yadayim. That's what will come out from the Gemara. Before, you have to check your hands at least. You're not going to do tilas yadayim. So, the Gemara ends off about how exactly do kenuach. Gufa, remember, kenuach means eating something between, medich means washing your mouth out. Gufa, I'm Rav Zeira, in kenuach hapel or pas. You have to have bread. So, the Gemara, what type of bread? It has to be a wheat bread. But barley bread is not going to do the job. What's the reason? So, Rashi explains, because the barley falls apart in your mouth. It doesn't clean your mouth out. It doesn't stay as one piece, and therefore it won't clean your mouth out. Like it turns into rice in your mouth. It falls into pieces. With the chitinami, even chitinami levar on the bakrera, only if it's cold. Avachemimi, hot bread, mishta shata, gets stuck in your mouth. It won't clean your mouth out. Vahadim levarchicha, also dafka, soft bread. Avakusha, hard bread, loy, also won't do the job. But halacha ma'isa, we don't pass any of this stuff. Vahilkasa, and not like Rabzeri, we don't pass. Vahilkasa, vachom mili avakenuach. Anything you eat, a cracker, a cookie, a sandwich cookie, everything is kenuach. Levar mekimcha, Tamri v'yarka. Besides for flour, tamri is a date, v'yarka and vegetables, that won't help. It has to be something more solid, but it'd be any type of bread, anything like that is enough for kinuach. And you could do also, you have to also do hadacha, and this is the halacha l'maisa, the after gvina, you have to do kinuach hadacha. You do kinuach with any of these things besides for kimcha, tamri, and yarka. And you also have to do wash your mouth, and you also have to do hadacha.